Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Hello, family. You're welcome to the 21st Century Business Podcast. Here we discuss valuable insights and strategies for business leaders looking out to maximize their time and productivity, and most importantly, aim for sustainability in business. I am your host, Akpobome Ejiro, and it is great to have you here with me today. Today, we're going to be unraveling the strategies that companies can adopt to embrace the circular economy and achieve sustainable growth. Now, circular economy basically is gaining momentum as a key framework for businesses looking to not only grow, but also do so in a way that minimizes environmental impact. So let's start by defining what circular economy is. You know, unlike the traditional linear model of take, make, and dispose, right, for products, a circular economy basically is designed to keep resources in use for a long period of time, extracting the maximum value from them, recovering and regenerating products at the end of their life. So it's not a one-off thing. A circular economy is designed in such a way, beyond product or service, you know, we pick up some products and then we see things like recycle, we see other things like please return after use. Yeah, but beyond product and services, circular economy in the context of this particular podcast is looking at the ability to keep your business in a consistent loop such that nothing is missing, but the process still keeps going and you are in the process. So it's not a system you create where a customer comes and goes, you get another customer, it comes and it goes. All right, it's a system that retains. Let me use the word retains. So it retains and keep everything that's happening within the system, and it keeps going round and round, you know, an unending circle. So that's what the circular economy is. So now let's dive in a little bit deeper. You see, one strategy for businesses venturing into a circular economy practice is product life extension or a service life extension. This basically involves you designing products or offering services with durability in mind. You know, you're putting out a product, you're putting out a service. As you're doing that, what you should be thinking about is how you can make it easier, how you can encourage upgrades, how you can, you know, pay attention to the littlest detail that's going to ensure that it keeps happening in a repeated way. It's like getting a customer to buy from you the first time, and then you have to find a way to make them buy from you again. And they keep coming back to you. You get now, by extending the lifespan of your product or your services, as a company, you are contributing to a sustainable consumption pattern in a particular social system. All right, so you're a part of a consumable, a consumable system that does not only take, but it also gives back. It also gives back, and that is how that pattern keeps going. Why? Because if the economy fails, if the economy is taken out of context, it is very, very possible that in the long run, it may never, ever be, in existence for a particular company, a particular individual, a particular firm to be in existence. Why? Because if we don't preserve it for ourselves as entrepreneurs, nobody will. Nobody can. Another aspect we want to look into is the ideology of recycling and repurposing things. If you study the social media space, there's something they call user-generated content. That's repurposing, that's recycling. So when I'm talking about this, it's not just all about product or service. It's about maintaining a loop. Instagram can tell you remix, TikTok and others can tell you remix content. It's recycling and repurposing materials. So beyond the basic product of recycling, we have to think a little bit wider and span the operations in our mind deeper, because companies can explore innovative ways of recycling and repurposing materials, either within their own production process or by collaborating with other businesses or supply chain, you get. But most importantly, that just know that it is not limited to just products. Alright, it is not limited to products. Services can be recycled, services can be repurposed. It's all about the dynamic mix you want to give to it at that particular time. You know, when you do this, it encourages new customers, yeah? And it also increases experience for old ones. And this does not only reduce demand for new raw materials, but also minimizes waste. Let's do a very practical example. Now, if you're used to putting out content for your company, or you're putting out personal branding content, for example, right? Go to your Instagram page or Facebook, scroll all the way down, let's say about a year ago, all right, and look at some of your content right there. When you stare at them enough, you look at them enough, you will definitely get something that you know you can repurpose that content to do again. So instead of trying to create new content every single day, every single time, they're actually content down your line. There are products down your line. There are services down your line that you can harvest, innovate, work on, and redefine it for something new. Now, we run after new models of phones that have been created from time to time. These phones are not practically new phones. They are still the way the phones look as it is, right? The same phones as they are, their camera, WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, the same thing. But then they are redesigned, repurposed for something a little bit higher, just a little add. You see, iPhone X, iPhone XS, iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro. No, it keeps going like that. It's just a little addition, but you have to understand that it's not just about the product, it's also about the services. Secular business models are also gaining traction, like serious traction right now, and it involves shifting from a focus on selling products to providing services. Alright, it's shifting from just product to services. I said something in one of my podcasts some time ago that people are now in the business of buying people, no longer service, no longer products or service or products, goods or services. They are now buying people. Alright, so now this is actually shifting the focus from you just thinking about product to actually providing services. And when you talk about providing services, we're talking about people. They're involved in these things. So instead of selling a product outright to a person like, buy this, a company may offer other things that can actually create a community around what he or she is doing, like leasing stuff out, creating subscription models, you know, ensuring products are returned, refurbished, reused. You know, it creates that circular movement. The context of what I'm talking about may be a little bit expansive, but I need to follow through on. Just try to pay attention. I know you're gonna get it, definitely. All right. So it improves a circular flow that keeps you in a loop of economic activities. You don't want to start something and then you see the end of it. I don't believe in starting a business to see the end. I don't want to see the end. The business is gonna continue, grow, expand. Even when I'm no more, it keeps growing and it keeps expanding. That is the ideology. So the flow never stops. It never stops. Collaboration is very important when it comes to circular economy adoption. You cannot do this alone. It's not all about you, all right? It's about the economy. Economy is not made up of one. It's made up of a group. All right. Businesses can form partnership with suppliers, customers, even competitors to create closed loop system. You know, I don't want to go into this in this episode because there was a particular case study I made at a particular year, and I mentioned that competitors does not exist. There are no competitors anywhere. It's a fragment in our mind that has placed us on that edge, and then even the competitor we should be benefiting from, We tag them as competitors. And so we refrain instead of getting closer and building that relationship and growing together. Customers are everywhere. We are all customers. But I'm not going to go into that subject matter. And I just decided to chip that in just for us to have a more broader scope of this whole thing. Your competitors could be your advantage point if you can get close to them. These collaborations, yeah, they facilitate the sharing of resources, they reduce waste, and they create a more sustainable ecosystem. Communication and education are very important for successfully adopting the circular economy practice as an internal system or as an external system. Talking about stakeholders, you need to understand the importance of these strategies. You know, you could talk about it in the context of your employees, your customers, or even a wider community. But the whole idea of communicating effectively, giving them the necessary education to understand why this is important. You buy a product, for example, and on the product you see, can they recycle or return to company after use? But what do we do? We consume it and then we dispose it off. We don't return it. How do we educate them to know that they have to return it? You offer a service and you say, please give me feedback. How do you encourage them to understand the relevance of the feedback? Think about it. Take, for example, you do a particular service for a particular company, B2B, and then you ask the company to give you a feedback. Do you know that if that company gives you a feedback and then you engage the feedback in your own circle, in your own network, that other company just gained organic traffic? Because your audience, which that company doesn't have, is going to see about that company, and it's possible that someone in your audience needs a service of that company. And based on the trust they have in you or in your brand, they tend to also trust that brand because you work with them. And then they go there to get that particular need solved. It's a big nested system. Transparent communication builds trust and shared commitment to sustainability in any system. All right, now just to wrap this up, embracing the circular economy is not just about being environmentally responsible. All right, it's also about you being strategic for a long-term business growth. So you must tactically and critically approach this circular economy method for your products, for your service offer, whatever it is. And this is where I'm going to be wrapping up this episode. I want to believe that this particular episode is impactful for you. And I trust you do well to kindly subscribe, leave a review, share the podcast with your fellow leaders. I want to hear from you. I want to know how you're applying these things. I want to know how it's working for you. All right. So stay tuned for more insightful discussions on leadership, business and personal development, and sustainability, definitely. Until next time, I am Akpobome Ejiro, and this is me signing off.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.